Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, March 6, 2025. We'll start with a story titled Local Election 2025 Q&A, Ward 1 Alderperson. Challenger Jaleel Jones and incumbent Robert Williams answer questions. Written by Kayla White. As part of this year's local election coverage, the Commercial News is running a series of question and answer stories, giving each candidate a chance to share their vision of their community so voters can make a more informed decision when they head to the polls. In part one, we learned more about candidates for Danville Ward 3 Alderperson. In part two, we shared candidates for Danville Ward 7 Alderman's responses. In this article, we'll learn more candidates for Danville Ward Alderman, Challenger Jaleel Jones, and Alderman, Robert Williams on April 1st for several elections. How will you engage with your constituents if elected? Jaleel Jones said, I'll stay accessible by phone, email, and social media so residents can reach me easily. I will also host regular Ward 1 meetings to make neighbors informed. My goal is for everyone to feel heard and have their concerns addressed promptly. Robert Williams said, I've been an alderman here in Danville for the past 6 years. I've been in constant contact with a number of residents in this area through my past experience here in Ward 1, being involved in various organizations. I've been involved with helping in the community all my life and will continue to do so. What is the top issue facing the city of Danville? Jones says gun violence is a top concern, and I say that as someone who has personally experienced it. Addressing it requires strong law enforcement partnerships and investments in youth programs, improving schools, tackling abandoned properties, and enhancing street lighting also remain critical. Williams said, I feel the top issue facing the city of Danville is the loss of jobs and the loss of population in the city. What is the biggest issue facing the constituents in your ward? And if elected, what will you do to improve the situation? Jones says neglected properties and gun violence are the biggest threats to state safety in Ward 1. I will collaborate with the police for stronger patrols and work to rehabilitate or remove blighted structures. Revitalizing our neighborhoods will encourage new families and businesses to invest here. And Williams said, I feel that the biggest issues facing constituents in my ward are the dilapidated housing, either vacant or destroyed by fire, and the population leaving the ward, which makes it one of the poorest wards in the city. I will continue to impress that information during the city council meetings and try to work with other members of committees to come up with solutions for this problem. What can the city of Danville do to retain and foster economic growth? Jones says Danville will nurture economic growth by supporting entrepreneurs and attracting larger businesses. This includes streamlined approvals, strong workforce training programs, and a commitment to public safety. A business-friendly, safe environment will draw jobs and encourage families to stay. And Williams said the city needs to continue to improve the inner city and continue to work with all portions of the city to make Danville a city everyone can be proud of. Then we'll entice people to continue to come here to make Danville their home. Next story is titled Performers to Compete in Danville's Got Talent. Youth and Adult Divisions competing separately. And this is written by Kegla White. For the fourth year in a row, First Fridays will present Danville's Got Talent, a talent show featuring singers, dancers, and other performers. Unlike previous years, this year's show will feature two different age groups, youth and adults, with winners in each group. In years past, we've had just 13 contestants, but this year it was difficult for the judges to make a decision, Caleb Bryant, Community Relations Coordinator for the City of Danville, said. Our youngest performer this year is 9, so we thought it would be best to split them into different divisions. That way we don't have younger performers competing against older performers, Bryant said. Plus, it shakes things up and changes it a little bit. There will be one first place winner for both divisions, each winning $1,000. Second and third place winners, as well as People's Choice, will be chosen overall, with second place winning a $750 prize and third place in People's Choice winners receiving $375 each. All winners will also receive trophies to commemorate their victories. This year's youth contestants include Vivian Smith singing Dead Mom from Beetlejuice the musical, Elise Hunter singing Mama's Broken Heart, Ava Bell dancing, Lenora Barrett singing Fight Song, Hartley Pankow singing Everlasting, Wisdom Lipscomb singing More Than Anything, Addie Earls singing and playing the ukulele, Yasmin King singing, and then the adult contestants include William Phillips rapping Murderer of Your Own Kind, Kimberly Montgomery singing Goodness of God, Adrian Rose singing Kaleidoscope with Alan Otter on the guitar, Casey Marion singing an original song and playing guitar, Natalia Bourne singing I'm Here, Ashley Hunt singing Remedy by Adele, Brian Jenkins singing My Days, Terry Sturdivant performing acrobats. The event will take place at the historic Fisher Theater on Friday, March 7th, starting at 6 p.m., with doors opening at 5:30. Tickets are for seats on the main floor and balcony are $7, sold in advance at thefisher.com. Danville is known for its talent in the arts, so it's just really a privilege to be able to continue that legacy, Bryant said. The Fisher Theater is the perfect spot to do so. Legendary Hollywood actors have gone through this Fisher, so this is just another way to continue that legacy here in downtown Danville. Next story is titled Outstanding Women of Danville. Laura Lee Ladies Auxiliary recognizes 8 area women. Again, written by Kegla White. The Women's Auxiliary of Laura Lee Fellowship House will honor 8 outstanding women of Danville for their contributions to the community at its annual ceremonies on Sunday. This year's honorees include Sandra Moore, Tori Brigham, Taylor March, Sandra Finch, Eva Nelson, Lisa Smith, Minister Alicia Dion Cunningham, and Troya Collier. Each of the women honored have contributed to the community, according to the event chair, Frederica Farr. The auxiliary has formed about 50 years ago to help the staff of Laura Lee, Farr said. They also raise money to assist the organization as well as give away two $750 scholarships to seniors at Danville High School each year. Anyone can nominate a woman of distinction, Farr said, by sending their recommendation letter to Laura Lee with attention to the Ladies Auxiliary. Honorees are chosen by the board according to their contributions to the community. It's what they do in the community. It's not just the woman themselves, Farr said. They have to have made some type of contribution to the community in order to be even nominated. During the ceremony, each woman will be presented by someone who will share more about her and how she has benefited the community. The ceremony is free and open to the public. It will take place at Laura Lee Fellowship at 212 East William Street on Sunday, March 9th at 4:30 p.m. And there's a picture of the Women's Auxiliary of Laura Lee Fellowship House's picks for 2025 Outstanding Women of Danville. Clockwise from the top left are Sandra Moore, Tori Brigham, Taylor March, Sandra Finch, Eva Nelson, Lisa Smith, Minister Alicia Dion Cunningham, and Troya Collier. Next story is titled 7 Point Wins Consumption Lounge Bid After Revote. After heated debate, City Council votes 9-5 to allow cannabis consumption lounge. And this again is written by Kegla White. After a heated debate, Danville City Council voted 9-5 to approve 7 Point's request to open a cannabis consumption lounge in their Lynch Road dispensary. Alderpersons Carolyn Wands, Sherry Pickering, Darren York, Eve Ludwig, and James Poshard voted against the motion. During public comment, a few people spoke against the lounge, including Pastor Randy Downing, who argued that cannabis can endanger the lives of unborn fetuses and nursing babies. Who is going to be responsible to stand at the door and find out if a woman is pregnant or nursing to be able to help us avoid brain damage for that child, Downing said. He also argued that cannabis can create a propensity towards violence, causing audience members to laugh. Downing also argued that consumption of cannabis can increase risk of suicide and depression in veterans, something veteran and Danville resident Deontay Brooks took offense to when it was his turn to speak. I know how many of my brothers and sisters that marijuana has saved, Brooks said. It has helped me with my depression. It saved my marriage. It has helped me every day with my pain and suffering, and so many of my other brothers, and kept them away from the opioids and all the other drugs that proliferate the streets of Danville. Katie Osterberg also spoke in defense of the lounge, saying Danville needed to be more business friendly. Let's make it so when people want to open a business or start a small business, they're not going to say, well, it's impossible, because we can follow the steps that the city requires, but our city council members may not like it, Osper said. We don't care if you like it or not. It doesn't matter. What matters is they did the work they've done, what they need to do to expand their business. We need to support them, Osterberg said. Later, 7 Point CEO Brad Zerman came to share his thoughts, saying it's not about whether cannabis consumption is right or wrong, but whether it's legal. We're talking about what's fair and democratic. We're just asking that you have another vote and let's see where it goes, Zerman said. As he has at other times, Zerman held up more than 300 petitions signed by Danville residents in support of the lounge, as well as letters from several businesses along Lynch Road, including the Golden Nugget Casino and Sam Patel, owner of two hotels, as well as Vermilion Advantage. The vote before the vote. Before the revote, some members of the council and Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. disagreed over whether the outcome of the revote would be considered valid based on the opinion of Leon Parker, Corporation Counsel for the City. Parker argued that the language in the council's rules about bringing votes back for reconsideration didn't apply in this situation, while John Beardsley, 7 Point's lawyer, agreed with Parker, saying 7 Point's request was exactly the sort of situation outlined in the City Council's rules. During this discussion, Alderwoman Heidi Wilson and Eve Ludwig, as well as Mayor Williams, disagreed over whether it was necessary to follow the advice of the council. Ludwig and Parker was essentially acting as a magistrate for the Ludwig said Parker was acting as a magistrate for the council, like a judge, and that going against his advice was to put the council at risk of litigation, something Parker himself disagreed with, reminding the council he is there to give his opinion only, and the council could do as they saw fit. Ordinance 7647 simply states in black and white the steps that are needed in order to bring it to reconsideration, and that's been done. So all I see to be done is to vote, Williams said. But the council has advised us it's improper, Williams said. I really don't care what about the council, Wilson said. Brooks stood up during the discussion and called out to the city council saying, y'all agreed, y'all went against the council's advice for the abortion. When the council said you couldn't do it against abortion, y'all did it anyway, so what's up? Brooke was referring to when the council voted to ban abortion pills in the city of Danville in May of 2023 against Parker's advice that it was a violation of state law. According to Parker, the safest route to hold the revote was to vote to suspend their rules temporarily, which would have required 10 votes in approval, something Alderman John Cooper spoke out against. When it came to decide what to do, Williams sat wringing his hands and looking over at Parker and City Clerk Lisa Monson, saying he was unsure what to do. Ultimately, when both Cooper and Vice Mayor Tricia Teague asked to call the question, Williams agreed to allow the vote to take place. The outcome, after voting to approve 7 points request, the council also voted unanimously in favor of approving a change to ordinance language concerning dispensaries in Danville. After the change, dispensaries are prohibited from allowing customers to bring unsealed cannabis outside of the dispensary unless it's been resealed with tamper-evident tape. In response to the two votes, Zerman said he is grateful for all the public support that the lounge has received. We're just so grateful, and there are so many supporters that came from around the city and Vermilion County to support us that we didn't know them all, he said. It was really surprising to hear, but now we're excited to make new friends in this business community. As to when the consumption lounge will open, Zerman said it all depends on how long it takes for the city to complete the administrative process required to make opening legal. According to Monson, 7 Point will have to submit an application for a license to approve the lounge. Once it is received, it would only take 5 to 7 business days before they could open the lounge permanently. Okay, we'll run through the obituaries. Janet Lucille Moon Boo, 75, of Vetersburg, passed away at her home on Wednesday Vetersburg on Thursday, February 27th at 9:15 a.m. The family and friends may gather at the Mass Funeral Home in Attica on Friday, March 7th from 6 p.m. until the memorial service at 7 p.m. EDT time with Pastor Miles Clark officiating. If you decide to send flowers, please order from the Vetersburg florist. Memorial contributions may be made to the animal shelters of your choice or to the funeral home to help defray funeral expenses. Sandra K. West, from Danville, Illinois, passed away on March 4th peacefully at her home. A celebration of life service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, March 8th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Officiating will be Rami Gordon. Burial will follow at Newton Hebron Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. Anna Roberta Fletcher Young passed away on Saturday, March 1st at the age of 93 in Chillicothe, Ohio. Funeral services will be held at Holler Funeral Home in Chillicothe, Ohio. The visitation will be on Saturday, March 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. The funeral service will be held Sunday, March 9th at 1 p.m. And Shirley Jean Willer Cole passed away peacefully on March 3rd in Danville, in Kokomo, Indiana, originally from Danville. Visitation will be from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday at Ridgeview Baptist Church at 3838 North Vermilion Street in Danville at 10 to 11 a.m. on Monday. Celebration of Life will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at the church with Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Sexton officiating. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery in Danville. Arrangements have been entrusted to Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Memorials may be placed to Ridgeview Baptist Church. Next story is titled, Rotary Donates Funds Welcomes New Members. The Danville Noon Rotary Club presented $5,000 donations to several local not-for-profits supporting veterans from funds raised through the 2024 Rotary Memorial Way Project. Awards included a check for the Sparky Songer Scholarship, which was presented to Executive Director Tanya Hill at the DACC Foundation. Larry Weatherford accepted a check on behalf of the Vermilion County War Museum. Commander Bob Bellow and Senior Vice Commander Dan Mullins were present to receive a check for the American Legion, Post 210, and a check was presented to Jolene Watson and Aaron Kane of VAIHCS in support of the VA Eliana Healthcare System Homeless Program. The Noon Rotary also welcomed two new members, Ross Webb of Ross Webb Insurance and Financial Services, State Farm Agency, and Zachary Fisher from Lux Lift Aesthetics and Wellness. The next meeting will be Monday, April 7th at WorkSource Enterprises at 12 p.m. Spring Cleanup Day will be April 26th from 9 to 11 a.m. Watch for information on the Rotary Memorial Way Project coming in May. Danville Noon Rotary would like to welcome everyone to attend the meetings. And there's several pictures. Bob Bella from the left, Dan Mullins, Larry Weatherford, Rick Rothermal, Aaron Kane, Jolene Watson, and Tanya Hill are pictured as a recent Danville Rotary Club meeting, and Zachary Fisher on the left as is inducted into the Rotary by Haley Seifert on the right, and then Ross Webb is on the left of Ross Webb Insurance and Financial Services State Farm Agency, was inducted into Rotary by Haley Seifert on the right. Next story is titled Priscilla Block Headlines Georgetown Fair Entertainment. This is in Georgetown. The Georgetown Fair Board has announced the lineup for the 2025 Georgetown Fair concert this year. This year, the headliner is Priscilla Block, a rising female artist recognized as an artist to watch by Amazon Music, American Songwriter, Pandora, Spotify, CMT, The Boot, Music Row, Hits, Country Now, Music Mayhem, and more. Block will perform at the fair on Saturday, July 12th. Block has made a significant impact in country music with her dedicated fan base and genuine songwriting, featuring hits like The Thick Thighs, PMS, and Just About Over You. In 2022, she celebrated her first number one on country radio with You, Me, and Whiskey, a gold-certified collaboration with country star Justin Moore, a release states. Joining Block Saturday night is the duo Roseland, hailing from Iowa and Illinois. Roseland began writing music together in 2023 and was nominated for four Josie Music Awards at the Grand Ole Opry in 2024, winning Video of the Year. The concert will take place at the Georgetown Fairgrounds in Georgetown. Gates will open at 6 p.m. and the show will begin at 7:30. Tickets will go on sale Friday, March 7th at 8 a.m. at www.georgetownfair.org. And there's a picture of Priscilla Black will perform at the Georgetown Fair this summer. Next story is titled Danville Symphony Orchestra Presents Beethoven and the Blues, written by a staff reporter. The Danville Symphony Orchestra, known as DSO, continues its 2024-25 season with Beethoven and the Blues in the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium Saturday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Maestro Matthew Shepard will lead the DSO in the classical program with a hint of blues. Musical selections for this concert include Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 and Jesse Montgomery's Starburst. In the March 22nd concert will feature Corky Siegel, one of the world's great blues harmonica players and the sole pioneer composer of award-winning revolutionary works that weaves blues and classical forms together, a news release states. Siegel will perform alongside the DSO in his own composition, Symphonic Blues No. 7, held as a testament to Siegel's vision and an invigorating example of what genre blending can achieve: soulful, raw, heartfelt, sophisticated, unexpected, and effortlessly cohesive, according to Colin Campbell of Blues Matter. This concert is one of my favorites, with something for everyone and incredible music from start to finish. Blues legend Corky Siegel continues in Beethoven's tradition to improvisation and innovation, as does Chicago-based composer Jesse Montgomery in her exuberant opener Starburst, says Shepherd. As the final piece of the program, Beethoven's magnificent Seventh Symphony showcases the composer at the height of his innovation and composition prowess. Its narrative arc and evocative musical language have made this symphony one of Beethoven's most beloved. Prior to the concert, patrons are invited to pre-concert conversation with Corky in the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium from 6 to 6:45 p.m. Beethoven and the Blues is made possible by Sybil Mervis in memory of Lou Mervis. Tickets are still available for the March 22nd concert, with seats remaining on the main floor and balcony for $35 and $45. Students can buy tickets for $10. The DSO is also offering a buy one, get one deal. Buy a ticket and bring a friend for free. The offer is only available by visiting or calling the DSO office. Tickets may be purchased online at www.danvillesymphony.org or by calling 217-443-5300. Tickets are also available at the DSO office at 715 West Fairchild Street from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'll run through the community briefs. Cemetery to remove decorations. The staff at Georgetown Cemetery will be removing fall and winter decorations Monday, March 17th. Those who want to save decorations should remove them before the 17th. Spring decorations should not be placed before March 17th. Call 217-304-1404 with any questions. And Fountain County VFW host dinner. The Fountain County Old Guard VFW Post 2395 is again offering its popular tenderloin dinner on Friday, March 7th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. EST time at the Post at 1212 Liberty Street in Covington. The dinner includes a tenderloin sandwich, grilled or barbecued, french fries, and baked beans. The cost is $15 for public and $12 for veterans, and library collecting the hurricane relief. The Westville Library will be a drop-off site for hurricane relief for victims from North Carolina. The library is located at 233 South State Street in Westville. March 1st through 31st, the library will have an escape room giveaway. Friends of the Westville Library, along with Adventure Arcade Escape Rooms, are giving away 4 tickets to the escape room experience. Simply check out an item at the Westville Library during March to be entered into a drawing for a chance to win. The library will also have a stuffy sleepover. Drop off your favorite stuffed animal at the library March 19th between 9:30 and 5:30 p.m. for a fun sleepover. Stuffies will get to spend the night at the library for all kinds of adventures. The next day, March 20th, you can pick up your bestie up after 3 p.m. Your stuffy will have a cool photo book to share with you, showing the highlights of their sleepover party that night. That sounds like it's pretty cool. And just real quick, your lottery. The Illinois is pick 3 is midday is 638, evening 185, pick 4 midday is 0769, and the pick 4 evening is 1710. And the Indiana daily 3 midday is 431, daily 3 evening is 222, daily 4 midday is 6591, and the daily 4 evening is 0306. So that'll be it for today, Thursday, March 6, 2025. Looks like it's supposed to be a pretty nice day today, I think. Maybe some rain, but this weekend's supposed to be nice, and it's getting up to the 60s and 70s coming up here. Don't forget to change your clocks spring forward this weekend, so you're going to lose an hour of sleep on Sunday. But the day's hours stays lighter longer, so that'll be the nice part about it. So I hope you all have a good week, and hopefully I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.